Proclamation number 7108 of 1st of May, 1958. Joys granted by God. Creation miracles. You are lost to the world as soon as the spiritual kingdom has captivated you. But you will not be captivated by the latter against your will. Instead, the voluntary surrender of the world must have preceded it, but then you will also be free of any bond with your previous master. Which, however, does not mean that he will give up his efforts to win you back again. But then you will be stronger because you will no longer be willing to give away what you have now taken possession of, spiritual goods which he will never be able to offer you. But as long as the world's goods still tempt you, he still has a certain influence on you. You are not yet completely free from him, but neither do you yet possess my kingdom, which is not of this world. And thus you can also judge for yourselves what spiritual success or degree of maturity your soul has achieved by seriously examining yourselves to what extent your desire is still turned towards the earthly world. If it still appeals to you, then you must work very hard on yourselves in order to kill all desire for it if you want to attain my kingdom, which will truly give you far more desirable goods than the treasures of the earthly world. Nevertheless, many earthly pleasures are still granted to you, and you need not fear that any pleasure is an offense against me or demonstrates a diminished love for me. I want you to walk happily through earthly life, to enjoy my works of creation, to joyfully and gratefully accept the goods I offer you myself. And you should only differentiate between what is offered to you by me and what is offered to you by my adversary. And you'll easily be able to do so if you think about the degree of maturity of the spiritual substance you desire. I let countless creations arise in order to wrest from my adversary what belongs to him and to help these creations to slowly develop upwards. And therefore the adversary no longer has power over this bound spiritual. And as soon as you now show the right love towards it, everything will also make you happy, which proves to you my greater than great love for the once fallen. Thus you will be allowed to enjoy the manifold creations of nature, for these are visible evidence of my love for my living creations. And so you will also enjoy the starry sky, the sun with its beneficial rays, the rain with its all-refreshing effect, and these joys, too, are gifts to you from your God and Creator of eternity. Just as clear air and fresh water always prove to you the love of him who called everything into being, all these pleasures are suitable to refresh your souls and to gratefully remember the eternal Creator, thus to direct your eyes and thoughts towards me, whom your soul shall find on earth. Therefore, you humans can safely enjoy what uplifts the soul, what drives it towards me. But countless temptations are held up to you on the part of my adversary, which pull down all your thoughts, which link you ever more firmly with that, which let you enter into bonds with still completely immature spiritual substances, which, as it were, take you back to a state long since overcome. These are earthly material goods which your body strives to possess, which then also subjugates the soul to its desire and which therefore cannot find its way to me, who is not to be sought where my adversary has his kingdom. And the human being can easily give account to himself whether his body or his soul seeks satisfaction. And he will have to admit that his thinking predominantly applies to the improvement or creation of physical well-being, whatever it is he strives for. And he will also know where and when even a right joy can stray and turn into a low joy which poisons the soul. For this is what my adversary will always try to achieve, that he will also contaminate the pure, that he will try to couple the joy of nature with purely physical desires and draw people into his domain. And therefore the body has to be forced if the soul wants to acquire my kingdom. Things the body desires have to be renounced. For only when all desire is stifled will earthly material goods no longer harm the soul either. Then the human being will only value and evaluate them in a just measure, and only then has he set himself free from the adversary, even though he still walks on earth, in the midst of the earthly material world. But it is no longer able to pull him down. He controls matter. He has freed himself from the dominion of him to whom the material world belongs, and he has already taken possession of the kingdom which is not of this world. Amen.